Of all the rich pleasures that ever was seen, the like unto this I think never has been. All people are glad and rejoice in our nation to think they should live for to see crowned nation. Let's give God the praise to see the brave days, and let us repent us of our evil ways, and then God will bless us in every relation, and happy will be this our King's coronation. On April being the 22 day, the king from the tower did then take his way, and as for his pleasure he marched along, thousands of people did after him throng. His majesty then, with his noble men, the people still cried out and never would lend. With God bless your majesty in our relation, and send you long reign and a happy crown nation. The glass on the windows they then did take down, and they on their chambers made many a pound. For the sight of the gentlemen either did stand, they had what they pleased on them to demand. And all this was why the kings coming by, they on the tops of the houses did lie. The like near was heard of not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's crown nation. For pagans prepared for the king to pass in, like castles and towers the like was not seen. The one imitating pleasure and peace, the which from our border should never decrease. About it a vine showing plenty of time, the conduits did run down with brave claret wine. The like never heard of not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's coronation. The 23rd being on St. George's Day, the king then by water did then take his way, where he did go unto Westminster Hall. There the nobility, gentry and all, did meet and did stand, with caps in their hand, ready to be yet a good king's command. The like ne'er was heard of not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's coronation. From thence to the abbey he went with train, where the two bishops did him entertain, and under his feet there was clothes on the ground, for to walk on as he went to be crowned. The people did fill their voices most shrill, cried, God bless our majesty evermore still. The like ne'er was heard of not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's crown nation. The king then was crowned and went quite back again to Westminster Hall with his brave noble train, with knights and with lords and barons and earls, and all for to beautify noble King Charles. To see people throng as they passed along, it would be too tedious to put in my song. The like never heard of not in any nation, as there was prepared for a king's crown nation. The knights and the nobles were brave in attire, which made the beholders much to admire. The duke went before him and the way led, the king followed after with the crown on his head. The people did shout that was round about, only the fanatics that stood very mute. It grieved them to see such a turn in the nation, and troubled their conscience to see the crown nation. Then straight came a champion unto the hall door, and out came two earls and did put him before. The king called him to him and drank in a cup, then bade he the champion should then put it up. The cup it was gold, most rare to behold, myself I did see it, no by others was told. The like never heard of, not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's crownation. The guns in the ships and the cannons on shore, the bells and the trumpets most loudly did roar, the bonfires did burn in every street, and all people made up their joy most complete. They fear no dismay, but thus they did say, happy are we for the coronation day. The like never heard of, not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's coronation. A castle or tower that seemed very good, made by an artist which on a barge stood. It stood on the river of Thames there all night, with fireworks about it most full of delight. Those fireworks there, which I do declare, was to the beholders most wondrous rare. The like never heard of, not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's crownation. And by it a bowling green there did stand, as seemed as handsome as any on land. 'Twas framed by one man who thought it no charges, a most rare green, and it stood on two barges. His majesty then, with his noble men, might when he please it to go to that green. The like never heard of, not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's crownation. Let all men on earth now but think on this thing, to see how our God hath preserved our king. And let all rejoice and not any be sorry, and live God the praise where belongs all the glory. And honor your king in everything, for he unto glad tidings did bring. The like never heard of, not in any nation, as there was prepared for our king's crownation. Now God bless the king and send him a long reign, that truth and peace may with us still remain. Let all hearts join one in love and unity, and let us pray all for the king progeny. With lords and with earls that loveth King Charles, he is worth more to us than thousands of pearls. And let any one pray in any relation, and then God will send us plenty in our nation.